Jimmy Carter used to be a hero in Israel. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. The former U.S. president is on a visit to the Middle East now, and top Israeli leaders are conspicuously avoiding him. That's because Jimmy Carter's itinerary includes meetings with leaders of Hamas. Both Israel and the United States consider the Islamic militant group a terrorist organization. The World's Aaron Schachter has our story.
Jimmy Carter is not on Israel's list of most beloved ex-American presidents. Though Carter helped broker the historic peace deal between Israel and Egypt in 1979, his recent activities on behalf of Palestinians have rankled Israelis. It doesn't help that his recent book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid, likens Israel's policies to those of South Africa during white rule. And now Carter's insistence on speaking with Hamas leaders has some American Mideast experts shaking their heads.
Even though I have enormous respect for the former president, he's wandered off the highway and has lost a fair measure of balance and credibility on the Arab-Israeli issue.
Aaron David Miller is a former U.S. Middle East negotiator now working with the Woodrow Wilson Center and author of The Much Too Promised Land, America's Elusive Search for Arab-Israeli Peace. He says Carter genuinely cares about Mideast peace, but on this trip, he's going too far.
The problem is if a former president, without coordinating with Mahmoud Abbas or the Israelis or the Bush administration, decides to inject himself into the Arab-Israeli negotiations, it's a kind of a key to an empty room. And frankly, it makes America look weak and ineffective.
Especially if Carter were to actually broker a deal with Hamas. He's scheduled to meet Friday in Damascus with the Islamist group's leader in exile, Khaled Mashal. Israel tried to kill Mashal in 1997. Both Israel and Washington consider him an arch terrorist who bears responsibility for the deaths of some 250 Israelis in Hamas-linked suicide bombings and Qassam rocket fire into southern Israel. Carter says the U.S. and Israel need to stop isolating Hamas. The former president maintains he's not trying to upstage rightful negotiators in talking to Mashal, but is merely serving as a bridge.
I'm going to try everything I can to get him to agree to peaceful resolution of differences, both with the Israelis through Gaza and also with Fatah. But I'm not a negotiator. I'm just trying to understand different opinions and provide communications between people that won't communicate with each other.
Few in Israel see it that way. The Israeli government says engaging Hamas would grant legitimacy to the violently anti-Israel group and undermine Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. To show their displeasure, top Israeli officials are shunning Carter on this visit. Only Israel's ceremonial president, Shimon Peres, agreed to see him. And Peres used the occasion to call Carter's proposed meeting with Mashal a grave mistake. But Israeli Education Minister Yuli Tamir thinks Jimmy Carter may have a point. Tamir says it's time for all sides to take their heads out of the sand.
Hamas says that Israel is not going to surrender because of the Qassams. We know that what we did so far didn't stop the Qassams. And in the middle, there are people that are suffering every day. So I think both sides now realize that we have to do something in order to save the sanity of the region.
Carter met this afternoon with a Hamas politician in the West Bank. He's asked Israel for permission to enter Hamas-controlled Gaza to meet with Hamas leaders there. Carter says the request was denied. In Washington, a State Department spokesman reiterated the Bush administration's official position against talking with Hamas, but he said the U.S. government would be happy to hear Carter's reflections on his visit. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.